Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Dongus Long, I am pretty sure I almost died in a car crash a few minutes ago, and the last thing I would have heard before my demise was your podcast. What would you like to listen to before your die? I think this guy suffered head trauma.
If I had to...
Oh, fuck. You're going to pick one of them shitty bands. God
no,
damn it.
No. I was thinking more along the lines of comedy. If I had to listen to like a stand-up routine or like comedy right before I died, it would have to be Daniel Tosh. I think Daniel Tosh did some of the best stand-up comedy, and that it makes me laugh every single time. So that's how I want to go.
I like that you compared us to stand-up comedy and not your shitty music taste.
Comedy. I just meant comedy. I don't listen to any other comedy podcasts. So I was just thinking comedy.
So you only have 3 minutes, and okay, you have to pick a song from the 90s that was on the charts.
Jesus, dude. These are strict parameters.
Okay, you're going down a tunnel.
Okay.
And you've lost control, so you know you're going to crash. Right. You know when you entered the tunnel, it was fine, but somewhere in there, somebody built a wall on the exit of the tunnel, so you know you're going to crash and die.
Got it.
And your brakes went out. You only have 3 minutes.
Okay.
What song do you listen to from Guns N' Roses?
How long is November Rain? Because I wanted to still be playing as I crash into the wall. I couldn't. I was gonna say Sweet Child of Mine, but that's so played out. I couldn't. It would have to be November Rain. That's like a dying song, right? I mean,
so would you pick a well-known song for your last song? Like, you know how wrestlers have entrance music?
Yeah.
Let's assume that you're gonna have exit music.
Yes.
What song would you play?
It's a song by Jay Church called Nostalgic for Nothing. I've already thought about this.
Of course you have.
Song at my funeral. It's called Nostalgic for Nothing. Jay Church.
I think I would go with Jungle Love by Morris Day in the Time.
Awesome. Is that a hit song?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a hit song or not, but I think it speaks to me.
on a primal level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm attracted to black women.
Oh, God. So, this is going to sound like a really dumb question. Like, I probably should know the answer to this. But did Morris Day and the Time really put out music? Like, they have, like, actual music? I don't fucking know. Weren't they just in, like, The Color Purple or something? Or
Color Purple and Roots.
I know they were in a movie, and then they were in Jay and Silent Bob, and then something to do with Prince. Were they part of the new power generation? Is that what it was?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm being serious. I don't know the answer to this.
Yes, Morris Day and the Time put out music.
Oh. Well, that makes it a lot less funny. All right, hope that helped.
No. Morris Day and the Time.
Oh, now we're going to figure this out.
Discography. Oh, fuck. They're still putting out music.
Oh. So were they really part of the new power generation?
Discography. So they started in 81 with The Time.
Okay.
And then 82 was What Time Is It? 84 was Ice Cream Castle.
Awesome.
90 was Pandemonium. 2011 was Condensate.
That's a weird name for an album.
Fuck, they charted like a bunch of times.
Really? How that's weird. In America?
Yes, in America. U.S. Hot 100 coming at you. Ham and pickle in the morning.
U.S. Hot 100.
Oh, so I hope that answers your question.